श्री गौ कृष्ण दास काल जी महाराज संतान श्री कृष्ण छोटा है और कहो भाई राधे राधे। देखिए जो मैं भाई दबाते हूँ श्री भगवान का प्रसन्न संतान जब गारे खून संतान जब शाम खून संतान जब निरुवान यो चाहे पहले दास भी बच्चा के सरपाई छोटा है और कहो भाई राधे राधे। वे श्री मारी बात के कौन श्री कुलों करो today is about 20 dollars, therefore 15 dollars goes to perform kirtan and 4 to a twist. If someone says to perform bhajan like this, their lives are successful. Therefore, Dhammacharya is another generation that he worshipped in Bhaktavira. Here he had the good fortune to come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, he was the most learned pundit in all of India. But when he came to see Mahaprabhu, he said, I am in the collection of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I said, I am going to be another Swami. Then Mahaprabhu said, one which has not accepted Swami, Siddharth Swami, or the husband, then he is like a prostitute. Thus, Sri Balabhacharya considered himself to be a great learned scholar, but in presence of Sanatana Bhattacharya, Sri Ramananda Roy, Sri Sri Ramana, Sri Ramananda Swami, then he was like a duck in front of a swan. The Bible says, he said to Mahaprabhu, I've written a commentary on the name of Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, I don't know any explanation of the name of Krishna. I know Krishna is Yasodananda and Nandananda. Therefore, by Sanat association, he decided to take Gopal Mantra from Sri Jagannath Mandir. Sri Jagannath Mandir was a little bit shy and afraid. Now, he intended to follow him. He took Gopal Mantra from Sri Jagannath Mandir. There is the Gopal Mantra, there is Gopi Jana Bhagavan. There is no question of Bhagavan Yudhav. There is only the mood of service to Radha Krishna, especially to Srimad Bhagavatam. His son, Vipulacharya, was also a great learned person. And by the association, especially of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, that he got so much respect for the service of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, in his prayer, we see so much regard for Srimati Radhika. Therefore, his death is passed in his prayer. If we get the mercy of Srimati Radhika, is there anything left to achieve? If one gets the mercy of Srimati Radhika, one gets the result of both Kushima, which is Radhanuga Bhajan, and Mahajalama, which is Vaidhapati. He has prayed, Shama Sundar, Shigata Sundar, Parahan, Sikhari, Manohara, from Radhika, the Sikhatan, Kipan, the Mikhwasi, and Shana, the Imperial Kush. He is praying directly to Krishna. With Krishna, on whose head the peacock feather is nicely situated, who is smiling and smiling with a flute in his hand, which flute floating on me, floating on Manohara, for whose death flute which attracts the mind of all the divinities in Vrindavan. O Shama Sundar, you are Radhika the Sita, you are most beloved of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, please give me your mercy and make me your maitra. There prayer. O Srimati Radhika, Krishna is your beloved. Therefore, there is no direct relationship with Krishna. There is a relationship with Krishna through Srimati Radhika. Where Krishna's eyes are like bumblebees. And Srimati Radhika's face is very attractive, like a lotus flower. Just like the bumblebee takes nectar from the flower, in the same way, the eyes of Krishna always searching, drinking the nectar of the face of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, O Krishna, be kind to me. Give me a place on the feet of Radhika's lotus feet. It is for this reason I am doing your bhajan. With a straw in my teeth, O madam, O Krishna, I pray for nothing else except to become the main servant of your beloved. And your service of Brahma, answer the truth. Therefore, there is a little difference between Balabhacharya and the Goswami. In the Balabhacharya, they are still praying directly to Krishna. crucifixion of this relevant around you. But because Swami has told us, no, we should pray directly to Radhika, to Yogamaya, to Vrindavani, to Vishaka, and to Lingalinga, and Yamuna, because they can take the services of Radharani. There is no need to pray directly to Krishna at all. If I know that you are Krishna Padini Shanti, please give me your darshan. Therefore, Srimati Radhika gave darshan to Naramuni along with all the Akasaki in her Kishori form as a young girl, she made her. Naramuni was astonished and closed his eyes. That time they said, hey, don't close your eyes, now it's time for darshan. You can close your eyes afterwards. So Naramuni, he did many prayers. Radharani disappeared. Then Naramuni went to Narakund. That name was recently been given. But he performed austerity there for thousands of years until he became a gopi. Some say there is no name of Radharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Neither have the Vedas mentioned her directly. But this idea is completely false. Because Bhagavatam is given, and the Vedas are given Radharani in an indirect manner. Just like we say, oh, there's one boy, black complexion, playing a flute. Who is he? Which is Siddhartha by the Gopis and friends. Who is he? It is not that he is Krishna, but he is just Krishna is mentioned indirectly. In the same way, Radharani is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Radharani is not the name of Bhagavan, but he is sort of the extent of Radharani is given in a Muslim manner. Radha Krishna, Dhamdhen, Shukadeva Swami has said, Shukadeva Swami has not mentioned her name directly because Radha Krishna has been a Paramatma material body. If he hears only said Radharani's name, he will become unconscious for 6 months. Yet how is it to speak to Bhagavatam because Krishna Maharaj will be here by the time he comes to consciousness? Then the Bhagavatam is saying, what should go be? One, some go be, one go be. Jnana Krishna Prasama, who is remembering her previous association with Krishna. Understanding that Krishna has gone to Mathura, that Krishna cannot be without a beloved for even 5 minutes, she, seeing a black bee, Srimati Radhika began to abuse that bee. Oh, foolish bee! I do not know how to classify an unbelieving lady. You must be a big fool, just like your master. Therefore, the glories of Radharani have been given in the Brahma Mahimat Puran, especially in the Gata Sarita. So much reference is there. Deva Purana then says, Devi Krishna Mahimata, Radhika Paradevata, Sava Lakshmi Mahimata, Kami Shama Shama. Who is Shri Radhika? She is Krishna Mahi. She is full of Krishna. Every particle of her body is called his Seva. Even though Krishna is Rasik Shekhar, he is full of love. When he sees Srimati Radhika, he becomes unconscious. Even though Krishna is Adideva, Krishna Deva Bhavan Kamabhate, he is the Deva of all the demigods. But still, Krishna's Deva is Srimati Radhika. The three worlds chant Krishna mantra. With what mantra does Krishna chant? He chants Radha's mantra, Radha Gayatri. He took initiation from that. And how is he chanting that mantra on the bank of Radhakund? 3 times taking bath with great affection and concentration. He's chanting the name of mantra. He's chanting the mantra containing the name of Srimati Radhika. He is the root cause of Uma Rama Satya Shakti Chandrubi Radha Akanshava Anunaya Bhavi. He is the root of all Shakti Tattva. And she bewildered everyone. When Krishna sees Radhika, then how he becomes her, Radhika, then Krishna knows the great demand of Radhika. What is he not showing? Once he got into the Kalatam Sukhana, he offered his food, he speaks up better. Now, Sukhita Vasanam, Rajaraja Sukhana, the king of Vrindavan is offering his Shambha, his food, he speaks up better. The Lord is offering his head to the feet of Radhika. The Allah is a funny child, he is a when Srimati Radhika is in Brussels, he is in her, Seva. What does it mean? That time when Krishna sees Radhika, he begins chanting, and another mantra, hey, don't forget to say, Nandarajan, Baba, and all the elders are here, control yourself. What does it mean for the glory of Srimati Radhika? What does it mean for the glory of seven Shadrachas. He's probably the matter of God, but he's not going to have his way in that sense. But you can eat Shiva and go and come to the line. He's not going to have to be called for the Shadrachas. And that's it all. That's what you need. Shiva and Jaya. He's probably the matter of God, but he's not going to have what does he think of the glory of Shiva and Radhika? Just the glory of the seventh of Radhika. Radhika has given order. Krishna should not be allowed in my puja. Indeed, no black object should come. Yet when Krishna is coming and again, he is doing shalom and offering prayers to the feet of Rupa and Radhika Mandali, for they are forbidding, forbidding him. Shri Ramananda Saraswati has said, he might have become a stick in the room, which cleans the puja, which cleans the place of Shivani Radhika. But he somehow gave it his service. My life will be successful. Don't tell me. So, all ladies, they will go with all the ladies to collect child and to marry Shaka.
Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Shiva. Jai Jai Shiva. Thank you.